Hey guys, and welcome to our first ever edition of Time of the Month podcast. I'm Ellen.
I'm Lucy.
And I'm MJ.
And what we're going to do for you today, a little bit controversial, but we are going to do 20 questions.
Ooh.
So you guys get a chance to get to know us a little bit better.
Now, we haven't seen these questions yet. Our lovely tech, Amy, who is in the other booth, has come up with these questions for us to answer. So it's going to be just as much as an embarrassing shock to you as it is us.
Fantastic.
Right. Are we ready?
Ready.
Question number one. When did you lose your virginity?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mom.
My granddad's going to be listening to this.
early. Yeah. So should we say, okay, legal age is 16.
Mm. I was not the legal age.
I was a little bit before the legal age, shall we say.
Oh, rebel.
It was not a pleasant experience. It was with a guy that I thought I was in love with, of course,
who
turned out to be an absolute waste of space. Sorry if you're listening. And yeah, afterwards he like declared to me that the last girl that he slept with, he got pregnant. And I was just like,
great.
Oh, no. Right.
So that's mine.
Fabulous.
No, yeah.
Mine was literally, it was my first like proper boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought it was true love. It wasn't. It was puppy love. And I thought I was going to marry this guy.
Of course.
He was like 15 years old, like the world at my fingertips.
Oh, young and in love.
Young and in love. Oh, was I wrong? But yeah, if I could go back and change it, I would.
I think we all would. I mean, there's nothing good about the first time, really, is there? It's like, which hole do I stick it in?
Yeah. This is really awkward.
How does this work?
Literally, yeah. I mean,
is it meant to be that hard?
Yeah. Ouch, this really fucking hurts. How about you guys then? So number two, blah, 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 drum roll. When was your first proper boyfriend?
I had one when I was 13.
Oh, get you.
I know.
You were that cool.
I get around.
Oh.
And I, from what I can remember, I was with the kid for about 9 months. And there's not really much to say about it. Like, your first boyfriend is like a trial and error, really, isn't it, when you're that young?
To be fair, mine was still trial and error at 18, 19. I mean, my first boyfriend was at university, and it was a guy that I'd had a thing for like the whole of first year. And then we got together. And it was just like, I don't know, I have this saying that like dating guys in their 20s is like doing an unpaid internship.
Yeah.
Like you're doing all this work and you're getting not a lot out.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know, that was my first proper relationship. That was, I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe late, I guess.
Yeah. I was quite early. I was like 13 or 14.
Oh, you guys. You're the babies.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't all that.
No.
It was just, I mean, I haven't been in a relationship longer than like 4 months.
I don't know. That's pretty good. I'd say that's you know. Yeah. We're too young.
Yeah.
We're too young.
I mean, my longest relationship was 3.5 years.
Jesus.
I know, but I was young.
Okay.
And now it's like, no.
No more.
3 years was enough. I've done my time. So question number three.
Drum roll.
When was your first kiss?
Oh, God.
Amy!
Why? These are so embarrassing. Okay. Mine was, again, too early. Like,
I was in year 8, and it was behind the top of F level at my secondary school. And I wouldn't actually call it a kiss. It was just tongue. And it was one of those kisses where you pull away and you've got like that trail of saliva.
Oh my God, like Angus thongs and Perfect Skin.
Yeah, it was literally like that for me as well.
And it was the guy, like, bless him, not a nasty bone in his body, but my God, just saliva.
Stringy.
Yummy. Mm. That has put me off.
How about you guys?
I don't know how old I was. I remember I was young and neither of us knew what we were doing, and it was, it was just really embarrassing because after it was just like really wet and to the point where he like wiped my mouth.
Oh,
it was
that's
really gross.
Because that was
wiping.
What is
that
it?
Was like similar to mine. Like I remember like having like a little makeout session and saliva just dribbling all the way down.
What is it about men that they think that they need to literally like transfer as much of their saliva into your mouth as possible?
It's like you need, you know, when you go to the dentist and have a suction.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's like in the surgical field, like suction, please.
Oh no.
Okay,
nasty.
So question number four.
Mm-hmm.
We ready? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, okay.
Oh no.
Have you ever had a crush on a teacher?
Oh my God, yes.
Guilty.
I think we all have.
Yes. We've all been there. I had a really sexy photography teacher.
Ooh.
He knew all the ins and outs of a camera.
Ooh.
It was, Oh, it was just I love the way he fondled my camera.
Mine was quite similar because we had a dark room at my secondary school.
Yeah. So we, oh, so
yeah, we spent a lot of time in the dark room together because I was a really try hard student.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, so, sir, how do you develop this? And I'd be like, marry me.
Take me now.
And my history teacher as well fancied the pants. I only did history at GCSE because I fancied my teacher.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, you poor soul.
He was like, he reminded me of Edward Cullen. Like tall, dark, like brooding.
Ooh, lovely.
Really like intense eyes, really funny.
Did he have the sexy hair as well?
He had the sexy hair.
Oh, my God.
So I don't remember any of GCSE history because I was just sat there kind of
that
like,
daydream.
Marry me.
Yeah.
Have my children.
Oh. No, mine was my PE teacher.
Ooh.
And
short,
you know
shorts. Yeah. Tight.
Who are like short shorts? He was fit. I was never the biggest fan of PE. Like, I always would try and avoid it at all costs. But then when this man, this god,
joined the team.
Did you guys get, like, trainee or, like, trainee teachers or PE teachers that would come in and transfer around?
Yeah.
Because they were always really fit.
Oh, yeah.
Because
like,
they were young.
Yeah.
They were youngins.
Yeah. Compared to, like, the 50-year-old men that... And again, there are some very attractive lecturers. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to mention names.
We won't name names.
We don't name names.
But there are a few that I think, you know...
Hello.
After a few too many, you know, who knows what will happen.
So, question number five. Question have you ever had a pregnancy scare? Absolutely.
I think the question should be how many.
Okay. Well, I have not, I can be honest, because I've always been a good girl and used contraception. So,
I mean, same, but it doesn't help when the contraception.
There we go.
Snaps.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, speaking from, yeah, I can relate
experience.
To that. I can definitely relate to that. So, okay, so there's this guy and we've met off of Tinder and like I know him because he goes to the same uni and I see him around campus a lot. We have a lot in common and, you know, we decide to hook up and yeah, a similar thing kind of happened. Yeah. Not great.
Same boat. Like met a guy, drunken thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sex wasn't great. But then the condom split and I was like,
no,
I spent, because you know, you have to wait 2 weeks
before
you can take a pregnancy test. I spent 2 weeks just paranoid, just freaking
like every
out.
Time you feel sick in the morning or like,
I'm like oh my god, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst has happened.
It's hurt, my boobs started to ache and I was like, pregnant.
Oh my god. I was like, mom.
I'm like that. I'll stand there in the mirror at night like, are my boobs bigger?
Yeah.
And I should be happy, but I'm like, no.
I just started to think, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna have to drop out of uni, my family's gonna be disappointed in me. I was like, how am I gonna tell my mum that I'm a single parent?
Like, not overthinking at all.
Yeah, I can't afford food for myself, let alone a child.
And then you take the test and you're like, oh.
Not pregnant.
Like, and then you go back to hoeing around. And then the cycle comes back around again.
It's an endless cycle.
So who is your idol?
Mine's quite cheesy.
Go on then.
Mine would be my granddad.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, my pom-pom, as I call him. That is the only man I have ever truly loved and will ever fully love. He is everything I would ever want to be in a person.
Oh, don't. I'm gonna get a bit.
Fell up.
Because it's my time of the month, I'm going to start crying.
Oh,
branding.
I see what you did there.
Just drop that. I'm trying to think. That's actually a really hard question. I wouldn't say it's an idol, but someone that I really, really bloody love is Caitlin Moran. She's a columnist of The Times. She's a journalist. She's a fucking raging feminist. Like, she like rocks massive like black winged eyeliner and like she has like streaks in her hair and
she sounds cool.
She's a really intelligent woman, like incredibly intelligent, but she's sassy as fuck. And I just I love that combination. Like I'd love to be that smart, that clever, that like politically aware and fucking cool.
Yeah.
She wears Doc Martens and like struts around like no biggie, you know. She's amazing. We love her.
Really cool.
We love her.
Okay. Question seven. Okay. Nice and easy. Where are you from?
Oh, we haven't covered that, have we? Okay, no. Well, I'm a Dorset lass. So I'm from Lyme Regis in Dorset, seaside town where people go to die, basically. Very boring. Nice.
I am from Milton Keynes.
MK.
Get shanked.
I'm from Cornwall. Well, it's a small village in Cornwall called St. Germans, and it's literally the middle of nowhere. So it's again where people go to die, go to retire.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like nice
that.
Though.
On question number eight, drum roll.
Oh my god!
What's your most embarrassing date story? I have the most embarrassing.
Okay, go on then.
Go on. Like, kick us off.
Okay, so I'll try and keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
Tinder, of course.
Of course. What else?
I came across this guy. What should we call him? For legal reasons.
Jackson. Don't know where that came from.
Okay. Hello, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
This is your story.
Thank you for joining us.
So, I saw Jackson on Tinder.
Hello, Jackson.
He was fit.
Nice.
Like, his tattoos all over the arms.
Oh, don't start me with guys with tattoos.
And he was a genuinely lovely, lovely guy.
What's it, fit and lovely? I'm sorry, like, no.
That does not exist.
I was like, oh my God, I've hit the jackpot.
You're winning.
So, myself and Jackson,
yep.
We arranged to meet up, and this was in first year, so he was like, oh, if you want, I can come to your flat, and like, we can just watch a couple films, and I was like, oh, okay.
Bit forward, like,
all
right.
Yeah, like,
we'll go with
we'll
it.
We'll roll with it.
You're okay. Fit, so I'll let it happen.
So he was like, bearing in mind, I must have been 19 and he was like 22. And he was like, oh, I'm going to have to get the bus because I don't drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, fair play. So I'll meet you off the bus. This geezer got off the bus and he was shorter than me.
Oh no.
So that was the first red flag for me.
You like a tall guy.
I do like a tall guy.
Who doesn't, quite frankly?
Yeah, to be fair.
And the entire walk, if you've seen Penryn campus,
yep.
The walk from the bus stop to halls is like at least like a 5-minute trek.
Easily, yeah.
He didn't say a single word to me.
Oh.
Like, he got off the bus, he gave me a hug, he was like, hi, like, I'm Jackson.
And, I know.
And the entire walk back, I was just sort of like, huh. He wasn't saying a single word.
You were.
Did you try and make a conversation?
Yeah, I was like trying so hard, and he was just sort of like, yeah. I was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
But it gets worse.
Oh, how?
How?
So we go into my room, and he pulls out this little like plastic Tesco's bag.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, what's that? And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, he's brought snacks.
Yes!
Like, yes! What? Like, give me the sour sweets. And he was like, oh, where should I put my toothbrush?
What?
No!
Is he moving in with you now?
Bear in mind, these are genuine reactions. These two have not heard this story.
No.
That I, what? This is news.
What?
This is news to
and
us.
And I just sort of went, pardon?
He was like,
oh, like, I thought I was staying the night. And I was like, I was like, let's just see how we get on first. Because I shouldn't know what to say.
How can a guy be that forward?
Or just, like, I'm assuming that he's going to stay over. Oh my God.
So then we sat on the bed and we were just watching a film, but he still wasn't talking to me.
What the hell?
Like, the kid was so quiet. And I was like, am I doing something wrong? Like, is he...
Like, I get he might be nervous, but like, at least try.
Yeah, at least make some basic contact.
And like, I'd be like, oh, should we watch this film? He'd be like, nah. I'm like, should we watch this film? Nah.
What do you want to watch?
I think it was Step Brothers we put on. Great film. Not too bad.
Yeah,
I was sat there giggling away, and he was dead silent.
No.
And then all of a sudden, I felt this hand.
No.
Just go on top of my hand ever so gently. And I just sort of went, I was like, ew.
Jackson, what are you doing?
Jackson.
And then, like, he just randomly did, like, a really, like smack, like, hard kiss on, like, the side of my face. And I, like, pulled away.
This is cringy as fuck.
But then this is when it gets funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
My flatmate, Hannah, you guys know Hannah?
Yes. Yeah.
Was messaging me, going, oh, how's it going? Like, let me know what's happening. I messaged her and I was like, you've got to get me out of this situation. I can't be here anymore. Like, he's in my flat. I need him out.
Out, yep.
Hannah knocks on my door.
Yeah.
And as I'm like, oh, like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I wasn't expecting
this. Oh, no. I open the door. Hannah's, like, fake crying.
No.
Oh, my
Hannah's
God.
Hannah's, like, the best actress.
She's amazing.
And she was, like, crying and she just went, Lucy. And, like... like, wung her arms around me and pulled me out the door. And she then starts, like, laughing, like, whispering. And she's going, what do we do?
Oh, my God.
How do we get him
out? That's insane.
So I just went in the room and I was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, I know, looking back here, this was so just, like, horrible. I should have just said to him, look, this isn't great.
Yeah.
Like, let's
not
just,
keen.
Let's but just in the time, you're like, I need to get it out.
Ah!
And I was just like, oh, like, my friend's really upset. Like, I'm going to go, like, chill with her for the night. And he was just like, oh, okay, like, I'll wait here for you.
No.
I was just like, oh, I'm really sorry, but, like, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And he was just like, oh. And then he tried to give me a kiss goodbye, and I like sort of swung.
Oh no, the old swing away. Yeah. Oh no.
And then like about an hour later, he messages me, and he was like, "I had the best time.
Did you?
Like, I really think that like this could be something special." And oh,
I just replied,
and I was like, "I'm so sorry, but like you're a lovely guy." But let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And that is honestly, hand on my heart, one of the most awkward
embarrassing
things.
I can't top that. Can you top that?
No, I can't. No. I've not actually had any embarrassing
things. Well,
dates.
You win. Question number 8.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Well done.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Let's make this trophy.
Question number 9. Who's going to do that one? Are we ready?
Ready. Oh. MJ, what's question number 9?
Question number 9 is, do you believe in love at first sight?
Absolutely
please?
Not.
No fucking way.
No. That was easy. None of us
no,
do. Absolutely
we don't need
not.
To elaborate.
Next
How
one.
About question number 10? It's quite similar. Do you believe in soulmates?
No.
I believe in soulmates. Fucking hell. No.
Sorry, guys. Absolutely not.
I believe in soulmates when it comes to friends.
Yes. Definitely.
Oh yeah,
I believe you friendly can soulmates. Meet a friend and be like, "Where the fuck have you been all my life?"
Yeah, you are
Lucy,
the person I need.
I literally
yeah.
say that to you all the time. Yeah. Yeah. I literally wonder that all the time. Like, where the fuck have you been all my life?
All right, here, BB.
I'll just sit here in third wheel. No worries.
Oh no, Ellen, you never. I obviously mean you as well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, back yourself up.
Anyway, right, yeah. So soulmates, right? I'm crying. No, I think that you meet people for a reason or a season or for life. That's what my mum says.
Oh.
And yeah, no, like
Laura.
You, yeah, I know. Mama O'Rourke knows what she's just like very deep.
She's got deep.
Can I just give a little shout out to my mum?
Love her.
Love her to bits. I think that you meet people and you either meet them for a reason, so you mm-hmm. meet them to teach you a lesson. You meet them for a season, so you meet them for like, you know, the uni, or you meet them for whatever, or you meet them for life and they're there for the rest of your life. That's like kind of how I see
Aww.
It. And I think that people are the like the best things at teaching you lessons, personally.
Absolutely.
You can learn so much from other people being horrible, and you can learn so much from people being nice. So
I kind of feel bad for my sudden, no, they don't exist now. That was like really
Well,
hard
they don't
though.
Exist now, MJ. You're not my soulmate anymore.
No.
Okay.
Oh, domestic.
Right.
I feel bad now.
Can I do question 11?
Absolutely.
Are we ready? Okay. Are we ready? Is there an ex that you can't stand
yes.
and why?
Yeah. Yes. Big boy.
Yeah.
My last boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was a knob.
I feel like...
You're so British. Knob.
Absolute knob.
I feel like all three of us have had an ex that is just a fucking prick.
Yes.
It's more the worst part of you being so anti someone that you've been so close with is that you're mad at yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, my most recent ex... It kind of didn't start on the best of terms.
Mm-hmm.
It started off with him being somebody else, and then with me, and then maybe with her again, and then with me again. It kind of, it was just a complete roller coaster. So it was intense, like really intense.
Mm.
Short space of time as well. So it was just like mad emotion. But the worst part is that I now dislike him intensely. But I'm mad at myself because I let myself
get
so like involved in it.
Yeah.
Now looking back, I'm like, whoa, Ellen, like, why the fuck did you mess with that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't have bothered. Like,
it's always
a
learning curve,
it
though,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
you
I
go
say,
through these
yeah.
things.
You do.
Yeah.
And, like, I do have to see him around a lot because we're, you know, we're on the same campus. And to begin with, I was like, let's be civil, you know, let's just be adults about this. And then some drama occurred. And I was just like, you know what? No. I dislike
I don't want to be
you.
Civil.
Yeah. I do not want to be civil.
No.
You've upset me.
Yeah.
You're, you know, so... that's why. So
it's
I
like,
just think
you try and be the bigger person, but you're testing me.
Yes,
you're like, testing my limits,
pushing my boundaries. Exactly.
MJ went well cross-eyed then because she got so mad. I really am because mine was my friend first, so we were like best friends, and I always had like a crush on him for like years. This was back in school, and it turns out he felt the same way, and we started going out, and it was so nice, like first month. But then he turned out to be like a completely different person when he was in a relationship.
Oh.
So for me, I had feelings for my best friend, and he was not that dude when I started dating him. So he just turned into an absolute control freak, and oh my god,
it's like the manipulating,
and,
like,
horrible. It was horrible. It was around exams as well. So when I said like I need time to study, he got really mad. And he just always wanted to come over, and I was just like, look, I can't. I'm already struggling. I need time to just.
Yeah.
Be with myself, and then he ended up breaking up with me. So I was like, okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Ariana Grande was wrong.
Thank you, next.
We are not thankful for our ex.
No, that song. She's like, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, no.
No, absolutely not. If I could go back, I'd change it. Jeez.
Completely, completely. So, right, what's next?
Question number 12.
Question number 12.
What is... Ellen.
Oh my god, this one's for you.
What's the oldest man you've had a crush on?
Oh. Ellen's into older lads,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah, heads up. Okay, so the oldest guy that I've been on a date with was 35, mm-hmm. and I'm okay. 19.
Okay.
And Joe's like, oh, okay.
I am not into older guys.
No, nor am I.
And the oldest guy that I've had a crush on, I don't actually know how old he is, but I see him around a lot. I'd probably say he's in his, like, late 40s, early 50s.
Late 40s, early 50s. Yeah. Secret crush that who we shall not name.
Yeah, we shall not name.
Yeah, no, older men, 100%. Like, it's a problem. Yeah. And then I remember one of the first memories I have with Amy, who's our lovely tech, is we both kind of came out to an extent and said, we like older men. And I was like, I like older men too. And it was like, woo! Yeah. So she set up his profile for me on Seeking Arrangements. And my username
I can see Amy laughing.
And she knows.
My username was, get ready for this, are you ready?
Oh god,
was
so ready.
SugarBaby69.
Oh my god, of course it was.
Amy's creasing.
Amy! And we were scrolling through these men, and it was like 55 plus was like a contender. You could do 55 plus was like the age range. Oh, and there are some millionaires in Falmouth that are like 56. Ooh, and like,
want
to like pay for your student loan. Like,
I'm in
take
debt.
You out.
Hook me up.
Yeah,
help me out.
I would sleep with them. You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
You would
no.
not.
I'd
at
go.
All.
I'd go for a lovely little dinner.
Yeah.
Have, yeah, a, treat have a nice medium rare steak.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I'd say about 55. I've had a massive crush on 55.
Oh, Lord,
No. Can't handle
I'm sorry.
Them. No.
I have issues.
Okay, question number 13? Is that what we're on?
Yeah.
13. 30, then I was like, what?
30. Yeah, so it's 30 questions, not 20.
13.
So, 13. Who's your biggest celebrity crush? Oh, my God. Ethan Dolan.
Ian Somerhalder.
Marry me now.
Ian Somerhalder, who's Damon in The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, my God. I love
he's
him.
He's gorgeous.
I'd let him do things to me.
Oh, and Paul. What's his face?
Paul Wesley.
Paul Wesley.
He's gorgeous.
I would have a threesome with them.
Absolutely.
Or
me
like
too.
Every day of the week. Every day of the week. Oh, fucking hell. Yes.
This doesn't come as a surprise to you. But mine is Zac Efron.
Oh. See,
I was going to say Grayson Dolan.
Oh.
I can have a twin each.
I do appreciate Grayson Dolan.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not my
but
property.
He's younger
Sorry.
Than me.
I mean,
like, they've only just turned 19 and I'm turning 21 in September.
Don't mock the 19.
Never, no, but.
Shout out 19 over here.
I mean, yeah, but.
No.
I'm over 18, so it's fine.
Zac Efron has always been my go-to.
See, I don't see the appeal. Like, I can appreciate the fact that he's an aesthetic-looking man. Like, he's pretty. Yeah. But I don't look at him and go, rip my shirt off. And
see, take me.
See, oh my God, I do.
Really?
Like, I don't let many guys come near me unless I'm very drunk.
Oh, we know, honey.
But I would let Zac Efron do things to me that I wouldn't even do to myself.
Oof. Okay. It's getting hot in here, guys.
So, Zac, if you're listening, I will put Lucy's number in the chat later.
Hit her up.
You can slide into those DMs.
Oh, yeah. 14. Oh, this one's going to be tricky.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know.
How about we describe each other in 3 words?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Okay, because I wouldn't know what to say about myself.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll start with MJ. Describe MJ with 3 words.
Quirky.
I was gonna say ditzy, but like not in a nasty way. Like you're just like
hurt.
I'm really hurt.
You're like, always away with the fairies.
You are like you're like a human whirlwind. You're just like mad.
They basically say I'm high all the time.
I'd say that you're very cuddly as well.
That's a good song.
Yeah,
like cuddly. Like you're always one to give a cuddle.
Yeah, you're a complete you're a softie, you're a sweetie. So we've got quirky, sweetie, cuddly, softie. So you get the picture.
Okay, yeah.
MJ's
lots
of MJ,
3, but all right.
MJ's our teddy bear.
We love MJ.
Okay, Ellen. Everyone has a teddy bear.
Describe me.
Okay.
Outgoing.
Outgoing, yeah. You're very smart. I feel like you're very smart.
You're very smart.
Yeah, you're smarter than me.
I'm faking it.
Very intellectual.
You're smarter than me, so that's smart.
Right. I don't know how to say this without hurting your feelings.
Go on.
No.
Ellen loves the sex. So she's
a Tinder connoisseur.
Oh.
I'm
going to put that in my bio. Yeah, okay, no, it's not that. Okay, that doesn't hurt my feelings at all. I'm okay with that. I don't want to say I'm not a man whore. I'm not
a
slut.
No,
like,
no,
I'm not easy, but if I see a guy and I'm like...
You love a challenge.
She goes for it.
She's confident. You're confident. You're very confident.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very confident.
Oh, yeah.
Overly so.
Like, as in, like,
not overly. No, just in a good amount.
Okay.
So yeah. We've got for Ellen, confident. Tinder connoisseur.
Smart.
You're very loving and caring as well.
When I want to be. Okay. All right, Lucy. I like that. That's good.
God.
Okay. Ooh. You. I'm gonna say scary because.
Oh, she can be so scary.
When I first met you, I witnessed you go MK on someone, and I was just like, "Fuck, I am never Jesus."
It's because I don't like to be pushed around.
No, and that's good.
Oh, we know.
We
are aware.
So I'd say scary.
I would say that you're like, I don't want to say like you're really nice because that's not enough. Like you're literally one of the nicest people.
If we need you, you're always there for
us. Yeah. You are,
supportive.
Supportive, yeah.
Like
you're dependent.
Dependable. Dependable. That's always. Yeah. So if I'm like, mate, we're in shit day, you're like, movies, snacks,
come on,
cuddles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're like that go-to friend that like, if we've had a really crappy day, it's like, can we go to Lucy's house and watch movies?
Aww. This is getting really emotional.
You're soppy deep down. Like you do not show it. You do not show it at all. But like once you like get to know you, you're like, soppy
on the
little
inside.
Thing.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
So what we know,
one will know.
So MJ is like Baby Spice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd say I've been referred to as Posh Spice. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you?
Scary Spice.
Scary Spice.
Terrifying Spice.
Terrifying.
Okay.
God, scary is an understatement.
What have we got next?
What is the last song you listened to?
Oh, let me check my phone.
I listen to a lot of music.
In my drive over here this morning, I've got like a kind of fuck you playlist going on at the moment.
I love that. Nice. I have like two of those.
And what was it? I know that, let me have a little check. I know that it was something from that playlist.
Okay, well mine is Atmosphere by Bebe Rexha.
Mine was this new geezer that I found called, I think Kovic, I'm not really sure. And it's called Wires. And I'm going to send it to you guys later.
That sounds familiar, actually.
It's very good.
Mine is Missile by Dorothy.
Oh, nice.
Punk rock.
I love
Dorothy.
I like Raise Hell by Dorothy.
Raise Hell is like go-to.
That is like my angry song. Yeah. When I'm pissed off, I put
that
on.
That's all my music. All of it. Yeah, no, I love a bit of like empowering woman rock music. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Right, okay.
Number 16.
Go, go, go.
How old were you when you had your first period?
Oh, my goodness.
I was young.
What do you define as young?
I mean, I was like 12.
I can't remember. I feel like I was like 13, 14.
I remember being quite concerned because like all my friends had started and I still wasn't there and I was really worried. I think I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that I thought I pooped myself.
Nice.
Because I remember this as clear as day. Like we were in, it's always been myself and my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the day off school because I felt really, really poorly and obviously it was my period coming and neither of us knew.
Yeah.
And I slept in my mum's bed because I still do this now. I will put my hands up. If ever I'm sad and I'm at home, I will sneak into my mum's bed and I will sleep with my mum.
Same.
Yeah. I don't have a shame. So, mum, if you're listening, which you probably are, I'm sorry for what I've been saying. And thanks for the cuddles. But I woke up and I ran to the loo. And you know when it had clearly been there for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was brown. And I remember calling my mum on the house phone and being like, I'm really sorry, I think I pooped in your bed. And I just remember my mum being like, Lucy, it's okay, you've got your period. And I was like,
I remember mine really vividly. I don't remember the age, but I know because it was. I've been invited to like the cool kids swimming party.
Oh,
I know, right?
Cool.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening, you cool kids, thank you. I remember I've been invited, and I was like, I'm going up in the world. You know, I was about 14, so like social status is really important then.
Mm-hmm.
And the day beforehand, got my period, so I couldn't go.
Oh,
and
no.
I know. So that is why I'm a nerd. Apparently, I'm blaming it on that.
Blaming on the period.
It's not the fact that I'm a try-hard kiss-ass teacher's pet. It's the period. I'm 100%. But yeah, no, I was mortified. Absolutely gutted.
Oh, shame.
I could have been a cool kid, you know?
Yeah. You were almost
That's my claim
there,
to fame.
Almost
so
there.
Close.
Just
and now
missed
I'm just,
it.
Yeah, I'm just not. So
yeah. Mine was so awkward because I think my mum was still at work or something. So I was alone in the house with my stepdad. And obviously, I didn't really want to go out to him like, oh my god, I saw my period.
I'm bleeding from the vagina.
I think he kind of guessed though, because he saw that I was panicking and I was like, where's mum? Like, when is she coming home? He was like, oh, I'm not till like 5. So I was like freaking out. Like, I didn't know what to do because I didn't have anything on me. I wasn't expecting it to come so soon. So yeah, he was like, is it a girl problem? I was like, yeah.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing. But yeah, that was my story.
Amazing. Yeah.
Woo, period. Well, yes, it's a magical time.
Okay, 17. Are we ready?
Ready. Yeah, I'm so ready. Oh, me, okay. What's the worst thing you've done drunk? Oh, okay.
Oh, I've cheated when I'm drunk.
You've cheated, Ellen.
I have indeed. And it was awful. I was seeing this guy and it was going really well. I fancied the pants off of him and it was around Christmas, New Year's time. Mm. And he'd gone away to like Dubai or something, I think. And yeah, no, I really liked him.
Yeah.
Of course, because I was like 16. It was an older guy and I was just like, oh, I've got it. You know, I'm in.
I'm in there.
And yeah, no, it was New Year's Eve. And a guy went in to kiss me at New Year's that was not said date. And I let it happen. And then I went back for more. Because I was drunk. I know, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. And yeah, then I don't know what to do. So I told the guy and he was just like, you know, no big deal, it happens. Aww. And then he broke up with me.
Okay, so it was a big deal.
Yeah, no, it was kind of a big deal. Yeah, no, I it's one of those things that you do it and you feel awful, but yeah, it kind of happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And looking back, this guy that I was seeing at the time, he liked golf. Oh. Golf is just not a sexy. Yeah.
Oh, my granddad plays golf. Like, no.
Yeah, no, see, and I just, yeah, I think I dodged a bullet because I could not be going to golf every weekend and, you know.
Oh.
So yeah, if you're listening, once again, I'm so sorry.
Apologies for that.
And to the guy that I kissed, I still regret it.
Don't call me.
Yeah, please don't text me. Don't call me. But thanks for the good times. Yeah, so that's
thank
mine.
You.
I think. Worst can thing. You beat that?
I mean, I can. I didn't cheat, but. It was one of those nights where you don't remember a lot, but you remember the key bits, especially when you get injured. So,
yeah. Oh my god, I have a story like that as well.
Yeah. So basically, I went out. I can't remember what it was for. I think it was a friend's party. I ended up going out to like Mangoes and Club Eye and all that. And I drank a lot of Tiki Fires. I can't remember how many.
To be fair, when don't you?
I know.
Every time you go out, it's like, shot.
Because they just get you there, you know? They just get you very drunk, and that's one.
I literally remember one time we were out, MJ was like, oh, try this shot. I don't remember anything after the said shot.
Yeah, like, it was great. Oh, yeah.
It burnt me.
79.9%, guys.
Shout out to Mangoes.
Yeah, shout out to Mangoes. Love you. So, yeah, and I remember on the way back, for some reason, I decided to run down the street. I don't know who I was with. I don't know why, but I did.
You know, MJ wanted to run, so she ran.
I ran.
When baby wants to run,
I don't play around. So I ran, and then I tripped over a homeless man. And I had I had a massive bruise all the way down my thigh. It was fucking painful as hell. It gets worse, Ellen. It gets worse.
How?
I met these people. They saw what happened. They were like, oh, you're right. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Don't worry. So I got up. I was fine. I was walking back and I forgot what I was doing and I didn't have any money on me. So they were like, do you want to share a taxi with us? I was like, yeah, okay. So I got into a taxi with like 5 strangers and I didn't even pay them. I had like £2, but that was it. And I didn't even pay them. I just walked off.
Oh my God. Thank you for getting our friend home safely.
Yeah, so, oh yeah. I did put on FitFinder, like something like to the 5 people that helped me. No, it wasn't me. It was like a drunken idiot. Thank you so much. I'm really sorry I didn't pay you for the taxi.
Oh my God.
You're a bad human.
So, I really am.
I feel better about cheating now.
Jesus yeah, Christ. I'm a terrible human.
You've rid me of my sins.
I didn't hurt anyone but myself in mine. Like, mine, I just decked it in Club International and ended up on crutches for 3.5 weeks.
Oh yeah, I was there. I was present for that. Yeah. And it was, oh my God.
I did deck it.
That was a hellish night.
Yeah.
That was the night that I was like, nah, I'm going to stay in. I fancy a night in.
Yeah.
And you basically died.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Woke up the next morning and Ellen was like, what's happening? Oh, nothing. Lucy's just in hospital having an x-ray.
Oh, she's fine. Don't worry about it. She'll live.
I was just like, Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be coming.
I think it might be time for question number 18.
Ooh. Oh, 18. What's okay. question 18?
How many tattoos do you have? Okay.
I win. I win. I win. I win.
Ellen wins this, obviously. She wants a bloody sleeve.
Two. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I win, actually.
Seven. Do you?
Oh.
I have 9.
You have 9?
Yeah.
Where are they?
I have one on each foot.
Yep.
I have the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the one going all the way around my ankle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have one on one shin, one on the other shin.
5, yeah.
I've got one on my wrist.
6.
I've got one on my forearm.
7.
I've got one on my
back. Oh, yeah. You have so many that I haven't even seen.
And literally, I've got all these. One on my ankle.
9. You got your pineapple.
Aww. My pineapple.
Yeah. No, the plan is to get sleeves. I'm like, I'm building it up. So, keep.
I want my leg sleeves.
Yeah. I have 2.
One, one on my shoulder, one on my bicep. That's it.
You tried.
Hey.
Come back with some game next time, MJ.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm happy with my 2. Thank you very much.
Content.
Okay. Yes, I'm
How
content.
About question number 19?
Mm-hmm.
If your life was a book, what would it be called?
The Shitstorm.
What not to do for 20 years.
Or what is happening.
Life for dummies.
I'm sorry, I find that really funny.
Wow, we're so positive.
I think mine will just be what is happening.
Yeah. I think mine is called I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm trying, okay.
Or just like, sorry, mum.
Sorry,
mum. Of like, sorry, mum. Okay, right. I'm just going to say this so that it's there's evidence of this.
Oh, God.
Because I need it to be, like, documented in time.
Okay.
So when I first got my first tattoo, my mum was really anti it. And she was just like, oh, it's your body. But, like, you know, you're not my daughter anymore sort of thing.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay. So I've got quite a few now and they're quite visible. They're all over my arms. And she's just got back from a trip from New Zealand. And we were on the phone the other night and she was just like, there's loads of people out there that have got tattoos, like even people my age. And I was just like, yeah, you know, mum, people do have tattoos.
Normal.
It's very normal. And she was like, I'm not saying that I'm going to get one like right now, but like, I think I'm going to get one. And I was just like, what? Yes.
Yeah, what,
like, my mum's the kind of mum, we got our noses pierced together. Like, she's my mum is like my best mate. So the fact that my best mate is now going to get a tattoo, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So now that I've said this on radio, mum, you can't back out. The world knows.
Yeah.
Sorry,
happening.
Laura.
Sorry.
That's it now.
Yeah, we've got the support of the gang here. Yeah. Mum O'Rourke. Yeah, we're going to get you into your new tattoo.
Absolutely.
Exciting. So yeah, I just wanted to say that. That's not relevant to the question. But yeah. Okay, so
finally,
one more question to go.
What was your last relationship like?
I think we covered this, really, didn't we?
Yeah, my last relationship was the last relationship I talked about. So yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, mine sucked. Yeah, I was sad all the time. I cried all the time.
In all fairness, I know this is a little bit controversial as you're not his biggest fans. The actual relationship before it went wrong was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I have, like, in terms of the beginning, and it always starts off well, in terms of the beginning and, you know, how he made me feel then and how romantic it was, it was kind of perfect.
See, we were happy because you were happy.
Yeah, and I was over the moon. I got the guy that I've been, you know, crushing on for a year.
Yeah.
I kind of won it, and I was like, yeah, you know what, this is great. So the relationship itself, amazing, can't fault it, and I miss that so much. But the person that he became, the person that I became, how it all kind of ended, shit. Utter shit. Like, absolute nightmare. And I think that's kind of how relationships at our age go. Like, they start off like,
absolutely,
really burning bright and amazing, and then they sort of just simmer or just blow up in your face.
Yeah.
That's relationships, I miss the sex as well.
Yep.
just having sex with someone, like, all the time and the same person.
Yeah.
I miss that. Like, having sex with lots of different people is really hard work.
Yeah, it's so hard work, guys.
Remembering their names and, like...
Oh, God.
Effort. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to cover a lot of different topics in this podcast.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do today is just sort of give you a bit of insight into us, who we are.
Get to
a little
know
bit
us.
Of, yeah, embarrassing yeah. stories. I think we've covered quite a few.
Yeah.
Yes, we've just talked your ears off, really.
Do you feel accordingly embarrassed? Do you feel, you know, like you've bared your soul enough?
It's just one of those things where, you know what, fuck it. I am who I am.
I like deal
that.
With it.
Well,
take me or leave
and that's
me.
Kind of the plan for the podcast. We haven't really got a set agenda, but we know that next, what are we going to do, guys?
Tinder!
Tinder!
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to you guys, talk to our lovely listeners. We've got a poll out, I think, on Instagram. One's going to go out. Mm-hmm. We're asking you guys on our social media, which is at time or TOTM _ podcast.
TOTM.
And the plan is to get as many embarrassing Tinder stories from you guys as possible, and then we can talk about them and embarrass ourselves so you don't have to.
Lovely stuff.
Love it.
So that is the plan. Anything else that we want to add before we wrap things
up? Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
And we will see you when it's the time of the month next month.
Yay! Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.